Madigay, Gimbay, Bidipi, Baray. That means welcome friends to Biripi Country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people who stayed into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kiss.
What does Christmas mean to you? This is the question Tony will be asking you today. Hello, I'm Heidi, and you're listening to King's Kids with Aboriginal evangelist Tony Dennison.
Christmas is fast closing on us, and it's time we reflect on what's going to happen over Christmas. We reflect on the whole year that's just gone by, and it just seems to be flying so fast this year. I'm reminded of my childhood growing up. Even though we lived on a mission and we didn't have the right to leave the mission when I was little. We couldn't go in the town and do things openly. We had to have permission from a white manager. But we celebrated Christmas every year. We always had the Christmas tree, and Dad used to go away out towards Terry High and come back with a pine tree and put it in a bucket full of sand. And the whole family gathered around that tree to decorate it. Paper stuff, all homemade stuff. We couldn't afford to go and buy stuff. But the best part about it was it really felt special. It really felt it was a time of celebration. I know that it's not Jesus' official birthday, but it doesn't matter. That's the day that the world chooses to celebrate. It's like any other public holiday. We celebrate them. This is the day that the world's chosen to do it. And we just go along with it. But is it just another holiday, or is it something special? Can we make it something special in our hearts and in our families? I'll always remember those childhood Christmases. The Aboriginal kids used to come around and knock on your door on Christmas Eve, and they said, "We want to see which is the best decorations on the mission." You know, and you'd let them in, you'd let 10 or 20 black kids in your house, and you know, you'd give them sweets and lollies and that, and then they'd go next door, and I don't think we ever found out who had the best decorations. But they got plenty of lollies. And it was so fun to see them coming around and excited about Jesus' birthday, Christmas Day. We've come a long way from those days, because Christmas is not celebrated by everybody. I grew up thinking that everybody celebrated Christmas. It was a rude shock to me when I finished up in Sandstone College that very first Christmas. When, you know, you're used to seeing family, you're used to having people around you, you're used to getting presents. And I'm sitting there in Sandstone College thinking, well, my first Christmas in Long Bay Jail. I'm thinking, I wonder what they're doing outside. I wonder what the family's doing this year. I wonder what presents are under the tree. And I wonder, will we get any presents? And you know, on Christmas Eve, the Salvation Army turned up and they handed out presents, gift bags for all the inmates. And there would have been over 2,000 inmates in Long Bay Complex. People lined up, and the Salvation Army had a table and they had boxes and boxes of stuff. And when I got back to my cell and I was so excited, I was like a little kid that I got something for Christmas. In each little bag there was a Christmas card. It didn't have your name on it because they didn't know who you was. It was to whoever it was, love from the Salvation Army, love from God, was written in the card. And there was an handkerchief, a pack of six hankies. You know, there was lollies, and there was lots and lots of lollies. Because you don't get these things in jail, so it was very special. And then the next day, Christmas Day, we got an early breakfast, but we didn't get a lunch. We didn't get a lunch till about 3 PM, because they wanted prison guards to be home at lunchtime with their families. So we stayed locked in our cells, and that's only fair. The prison guards didn't do anything wrong. We were the ones being punished. We were in jail. But we did have a great Christmas dinner. You just miss being on the outside and miss having that Christmas. But today, I think about all these Christmases that have gone past in the past. When I think about this Christmas, those that are locked up in prison, it's not just men in prison, there's women and there's children in prison. in children's homes and kids' jails. All of these people are going to be celebrating Christmas without their loved ones, without their families. But that was their choice. They done the wrong thing. But nonetheless, it doesn't mean that we can't think about them. It doesn't mean that we can't say a prayer for them. It doesn't mean that we don't care about them because they're inside prison. But Christmas is not just about caring about those people in prison. Christmas is caring about your loved ones. What I found really hard was my brother was born on Christmas Day. He's now in his late 40s. And I don't think he ever, in my recollection, ever got a birthday present. He may have when he was little, but I think all he ever got was Christmas presents. I remember some Christmas lunches that, by the way, Mum said, oh, it's your brother's birthday today. You get so carried away in the emotions of Christmas that you don't think about it, you know, that they're born. And I've got a friend and her daughter is born on Christmas Day. And I'm thinking, I hope she does better than my brother. I hope somebody remembers it's her birthday. I'm going to make a special effort this year to make sure she remembers her birthday. I'll send her a card and I'll send her a birthday present as well as a Christmas present. Just because it's your birthday on Christmas Day, people shouldn't forget it. Matter if it was my birthday, I'd tell everybody. I would make sure everybody knew it was my birthday. Because I'd be thinking, double presents, you know, birthday presents in one hand, Christmas presents in the other. I'd be excited. I would be really excited about Christmas. But Christmas is more than presents. It's about Jesus. You know, I'm told that in America and other places, they try to take Christ out of it. Happy holidays. Wow. It doesn't sound the same, does it? You know, merry holidays. I see someone down the street. That's a mouthful. You wouldn't want to have a speech problem, would you? Merry holidays. It's Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas got that ring to it. What are we going to do next? We're going to change all the Christmas carols to Happy Holiday carols? Are we going to go completely stark, raving mad? You know, are we going to just try and change everything? I used to love Christmas because of Jesus in the manger. You know, the Christmas carols. I mean, I can't sing for nuts, but just the thought of changing everything. And even in schools now, they try to take Christ out of it. They try to take him out of everything. They try to take him out of our national anthems. We used to sing God Save the Queen once. Now it's about some jolly jumbuck. You know, it used to be about Waltzing Matilda at some time, even though it wasn't the official anthem. You know, it was about a bloke stealing sheep. I know Christ was hanging on a cross with a couple of thieves, but it didn't make Christ a thief. Well, I'll rephrase that. Yes, my Lord was a thief because he stole my heart. And I love him, and I love him with all my heart.
Give me
I can say my Lord's a thief because he did steal my heart. But he died for me on the cross. And that's what I remember at Christmas time. I remember how good God was to send his only begotten Son into the world to die for us, to die for your sins, to die for my sins. And even those who don't recognise him, even those who are not Christians, he died for them as well. We are living in perilous times. I believe in my heart, this old black fella believes that we're living in the end days. And I believe that things are going to erupt. The world will be turned upside down because the Bible says it will. And we can't change these events because they're written. And God is not a liar. And he's written these things in his word to let us know that he's coming back soon. And he's coming back for a people that needs to be ready. So as you prepare this Christmas, as you prepare your hearts and your families for Christmas, start thinking about who Christmas was named after. Jesus Christ. That's where the Christ comes into Christmas. Because Jesus loved you so much that he died on the cross for you. And we need to acknowledge that. And I know most people are God-fearing people, even if they're not Christians and they don't go to church. And they celebrate Christmas. And a lot of people will go to church on Christmas Day because that's what they do. They're once a year pilgrimage down to the church to pay their version of respect to God on Christmas Day. A lot of people say they only go to church on Christmas Day, Easter Day and funerals or weddings. You know what I mean? But let's just think about why we celebrate Christmas this year. Let's not make it all about presents, unless you buy me something really special. Take the hint, family, something really nice this Christmas. But God is so good. The best present that we could ever get this Christmas is our salvation by giving our hearts to Jesus and letting Jesus come into our hearts. He says, I stand and I knock at the door. And if we only open it up, he'll come and live inside of us. And God will change us. He's knocking on your door today. Are you going to let him in?
Savior. His love will reign forever. 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 This is
going to let God into your heart, or you're just going to ignore him? God says he gives everybody a chance to come to him. And this Christmas, make it a priority. Forget about the presents. Get rid of the credit card. Don't go over the top. Well, most families, they get into so much debt at Christmas time trying to buy the latest things. And half the time, the kids would rather play with the cardboard box it came in. You know, I watch my grandkids, and they can't wait to open their Christmas presents. But when they tear it all open, they'll play with it for half an hour. Then you see them playing with the cardboard box. They get more enjoyment sometimes out of the cardboard box. And so what I'm saying to you today is, think long and hard about what Christmas means to you today. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? If you don't, then why not? Why not? Think, well, what have I got to lose if I give God a chance? I guarantee you, if you give God a chance, you got the greatest gift of all. You got eternal life. And I'm not going to make any false promises that if you give your heart to Christ today or over Christmas, that you're going to have a life full of roses, that everything's going to go your way. But no matter what happens, the best thing is that you're not alone, that Jesus Christ will be with you every step of the way. I'm reminded of the story of footprints. You know, there's two footprints on the sand, and then all of a sudden there's one. And the guy says to Jesus, he said, "How come there's only one set of footprints?" And Jesus said, "Because you was weary, because you wasn't well, that's when I picked you up and I carried you." You see, Jesus never leaves us nor forsakes us. God is working on your behalf even when you're not saved. If you're not a Christian today, don't think for a minute that God doesn't know who you are. Don't think for a minute that God doesn't care about you, because he does, and he's always working on your behalf. And he will put things in place that will bring you to a point where you need to make that decision. Will I accept Christ or will I not? And you know what? If you're a Christian today and you've had prophetic words over your life and God has made you some promises, there are conditions to those promises. You need to do your part, and God will do his part. But God will always be working on your behalf behind the scenes. God never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's always watching out for you, and he's always putting his perfect plan for your life in place, whether you realize it or not. You know why Christmas is special to me? Because it was a couple of weeks before Christmas, over 30 years ago, that I had that shootout with police during an armed robbery. And during that time, while hiding in the bulrushes from the police, that Jesus turned up himself and touched me and changed my life. You know what? When Jesus comes into your heart, something's got to give. The whole will die and pass away, and you'll become a brand new creation. And you know what? It's a better life. It's a better future. Knowing that you're living your life for Christ, because God is in you. God is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. God is there all the time. You know, God watches over you when you sleep. God watches over you when you go to work. I remember one time we were spending time with the family and we was down in Canberra, and I wanted to get in the car and drive home at a certain time. But because that place was as cold as a mother-in-law's kiss, the car was frozen. I couldn't, had to wait till it thawed out to even start it. And when it did start, the fuel pump wasn't working right. You know, the filter in the fuel front in the old Datsun 120Y Datsuns. You know what I mean? Run on the smell of an oily rag. But this thing wouldn't start. And we bought a new filter. We put it in. We took it out. We put it in. We did everything we could to get it right. And for 2 hours, this went on. And you know what? God was working behind the scenes. Because as I'd left when I did, there was a 10-car pileup on the freeway. And as I'd left at that time, I worked it out that I would have been in the middle of that accident. But you see, it took a little thing like the fuel filter not to be working, because God was working behind the scenes. And that delayed me 2 hours. And I missed that horrific accident, because I knew in my spirit when I heard about it, and I knew if I'd have left on time, that I would have been a tragedy over Christmas, that I would have been a victim. I could have been killed. My family could have died. I knew in my heart, I had a peace in my spirit, that Jesus Christ was watching over me, that he was making sure that it wasn't for me to be on the road at that time. I believe that with all my heart, because God is always looking out for me. God is always protecting me. And God is always there. And we need to acknowledge him in every way. I saw a Christmas TV thing on the miracle of Christmas. Well, to this Christmas, why don't you expect a miracle from God? We see miracles all the time, but we don't even realize they're miracles. We need to keep an eye out and stop putting things down to, geez, that was lucky that happened, or that was a coincidence. You know, they're not coincidence. They're not luck. That's just that Jesus is working behind the scenes on your behalf, and we got to acknowledge that. So just remember this Christmas, and if you happen to have a birthday on Christmas Day, happy birthday from King's Kids, from our ministry team. We wish you a happy Christmas and a happy birthday, because you know what? You are special, and God thinks you're special too. So do we. God loves you. We love you. And you be blessed over this Christmas period.
Stretches over time. Wherever you go,
Sandy Paddy and B.B. Winans with He Watches Over You. Also in the program today, we heard Hillsong with We Have a Saviour and Karen Williams with A Little Christmas. You can go online to hear today's program again or to catch up on past programs. Go to kingskidsministries.org and click the Listen tab. We'll be back next week with more from Tony Dennison as we move closer to Christmas, and we'll have a special Christmas Day program at 4 p.m. on the 25th. Thanks for listening. I'm Heidi, and please join us again next week. Bye for now. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.